Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so fortunate because on the phone today, we have Bryant Fisak. He is the project manager with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, MnDOT, and he is going to talk to us about a project that is being discussed for our Vermilion Corridor in Hastings. And Bryant, it's so great to talk with you. How have you been?
Hi, I've been doing really well. Fun to stay involved in Hastings and be working on this project. So, great community.
Well, I think you need to move here, Bryant.
It seems like I'm getting closer and closer to that.
I love this. Okay, well, we'll talk off the air about that some other time. But first of all, Bryant, for people that are listening, would you be so kind as to give an overview of this project? It's known as the Highway 61 project, the Vermilion Corridor project, but those it's basically the same project. So we'd love to hear an overview from you, please.
Sure. So this project, like you said, is on Highway 61. It covers pretty much the entire spot from 4th Street South all the way to 36. And it is a study. So we are evaluating what the highway does well, what it does not do well, what it looks like or what it could look like in the future if we do nothing, and then what we want it to look like. And the reason for it is there is an upcoming construction project that MnDOT has scheduled for 2027. And what that construction would be right now is just fixing the pavement. And we want to do better than that. We know we can do better than that. So we wanted to get the study, work with the community, and say, how do we make the highway work, not just for MnDOT's traffic and freight and everything that goes on there, but how do we make it reflect the community so you know you're in Hastings, and then work better for people who may want to walk or cross the street, all those things. So lots we're trying to pack in here, but a great opportunity.
So, Bryant, is that typically how far out you work? You're talking about something in 2027, and then you're backing it out to be proactive on some things. Is that kind of how MnDOT works?
It's how we're trying to work. We can't always do that, and some projects don't fall into that. But in general, it seems like a long time, 5 years, but there is a lot to do, and a lot to do before we get to actual construction where you see people working out there. So a lot happens behind the scenes.
So you mentioned that we're in a different stage of this study, but what have you found so far? What does work well for that corridor?
It's the connection. People are driving it well today. It's not without its individual problems. There are some crash issues along the corridor. It's not the best for crossing, but it is a four-lane divided road. It moves traffic, it moves freight, and so we can build upon those easily, and now it's how do we mix in these other elements.
And it does move a lot of traffic. Tell us about that, please.
So we do traffic counts routinely on the highways, and Highway 61 sees about 31,000 vehicles per day at the north end. And then as you move south, some of that moves off as it goes to Highway 55 and then to Highway 316. But it is a high volume road.
Because of the bridge, I would assume?
Yeah, anywhere you have a river crossing, there's not a ton of them. So it kind of funnels that traffic, puts it together, and they're all coming over the bridge.
Well, we certainly see them at KDWA, and when there's work on the bridge, things can be a little backed up at times. But 31,000 cars a day, that is really an impressive amount. And when you think of, you know, the flow of that. So some of the challenges I know that you have looked at in this study so far have to do with, as you mentioned, crash issues and people not being able to access to cross the road. What are some other things that you have uncovered?
So those are some main points there. Obviously, the intersections of 10th and 55, that is a really congested area. You've got the two close signals. So we looked at a bunch of concepts as to how we could make that work better. 316 and 61, that's another intersection where we see, particularly for that southbound left turn, you'll see the backups there. So how can we make that move better? And then really between 55 and, I'll say, about 15th, 16th, there's a lot of business access in there, which is obviously good for the businesses, but that leads to some of the crash issues and some of the risks and conflicts that we're seeing. And that was one of the areas that it's complex, and we're trying different ways to figure out how we can both maintain good access or adequate access to the businesses while improving safety for the highway at the same time.
So as it stands right now, have you been able to project how that 31,000 cars a day is going to increase over the next few years?
Yes. For these type of studies, we forecast traffic out 20 years, roughly. So we're looking at 2040 traffic volumes. And rather than the number, I think the key thing for us was looking at the travel times. As you go from one end of the, up at 4th, you travel south to 36th or vice versa. And today you're in a range of 4 or 5 minutes. It may seem like longer if you hit a bunch of red lights there, but that's what we're generally seeing today on average. And if we don't make any improvements to how the flow is and how people access the highway, we're seeing that travel time, particularly for the southbound direction, increase to 20, 21 minutes, which really drove it home for us that we need to make some changes and make this corridor just flow better. We need to avoid that congestion.
And where is that extra time coming from?
It is coming from a bunch of different areas. Like I mentioned, the 10th 55 area, two closely spaced signals, full movements in all directions. You get backups there as people are trying to move around. Through the area where the business accesses are, you'll get some backups there. At the County Road 47, that will see increases on and get congestion. And then 316 and 61, that is also an area. So kind of some highlights through there. But again, as we're looking at those overall increases, there's just a number of spots that pop up, and just we need to figure out how to make them better.
So is the Ice Arena, the Civic Arena, is that 36th Street basically, or no? Where is 36th Street?
So 36th Street is if you're headed south, instead of turning left onto Highway 316, you would continue south.
Okay.
And go. It's almost the city. It is the city limits, essentially. Kind of the last intersection before you move out. Continue south on 61.
So let's talk about the stage that we're at right now. I know that there was a public meeting in early March. Can you be so kind as to give us a recap of what came out of that meeting?
Sure. And this is actually our third meeting, and the third of three for this particular part. So this is a study. We are not going to be out there constructing anything tomorrow or next week. This is in advance of that project, like I said. And this was our third meeting where we presented our alternative for the corridor and what we thought is appropriate for all the input we heard from our first two meetings, as well as the analysis and evaluations we did. And that's where, if you do go to our website and check it out, and I'm encouraging people to do that, you can search Highway 61 Hastings MnDOT. Some combination of those words will get you there. You can see those concepts, and there's a survey that you can fill out, and you can tell us what you like and don't like about it and how we did on capturing that vision.
Well, can you give our listeners a little bit of the background of that in case they are not able to go online?
For the alternative, so some highlights we're looking at: removing on-street parking from Highway 61. There is some mainly in the downtown area, but there's a few spots as you move further south as well. But I don't feel comfortable parking on the street with that much traffic going by.
Well, you've come to our KDWA studios before, so, you know, that.
Yeah, I parked on the street once and decided I wasn't going to do that again.
Yes, but I would say there aren't too many places where you have that on-street parking. We have it here at KDWA, and then, as you mentioned, I think on the southbound lane, maybe more towards 4th Street, and then across the way on the northbound lane at 4th. But where else? There doesn't seem like there's a lot of on-street parking.
There's a few pockets. The one that's probably most prominent that people would know is southbound heading to the county road. There's on-street parking there, and it confused. I have seen it out there where people pull into it thinking it's a right turn lane and then realize, oh, this is a parking bay. And then they have to try to go back out into the through lane in
sure.
order to make their turn. So it's a point of confusion, and it's not used. So that's an area where we looked at and was like, we don't need the parking, and the intersection could benefit from an actual right turn lane. So let's do that.
And what were some of the other highlights that you would like to showcase?
So let's just start with 10th and 55. That's, as I mentioned, was an area of congestion. What we're proposing for comment is closing the west side of 10th and the east side opposite of 55 so that we turn them into two T intersections, essentially, which eliminates some of the movements through there, eliminates some of the signal phasing, so the green time essentially can be reallocated towards Highway 61 traffic or that turning traffic. So that helps us get the movements through there. Talked about the right turn lane at the county road at Highway 316. We'd like to see that become a roundabout based on our analysis, a full-sized roundabout would work really well there. Yeah, and then just with the removal of on-street parking and looking at some other things, we also think we can improve the pedestrian experience, get some good crossings in. So we do have some access management that's shown on there. And by that, I mean reducing how you turn off of or get onto the highway. So in some cases, you would not be able to turn left, but we try to keep your new path to a block or two away where we can. So lots of things like that. It's hard to describe everything. Picture really does benefit, so I would encourage people to go look at that. And then I'll just reiterate again, this is a vision of the corridor, and how we tried to accommodate just comments we received earlier and looking at our evaluation of what we think would be safe. And now is a time for people to look at it and provide us comment and let us know how we did. What do you like? What do you not like? Where do we need some more fine tuning or relook at something?
And I think that's a great point that you're bringing up. It would be very beneficial for people to weigh in and give feedback now versus crabbing about it 5 years from now.
That's the hope, is we're trying to get word out to let people know that there's opportunity to talk about this. And even though we are reaching the end of the study, which we will then try to move forward with, there'll still be time before we get to construction, but now is a great time to get your input in and let us know.
And how would a person do that, please, Bryant?
If they were not able to attend our in-person meeting, the best way right now would be to go to the website, where you can then review those concepts, review that alternative at your leisure, and then there is a survey form right on there. You can email me, contact me. I believe Kirsten Klein, our communications person. Her contact information is on the website. And if nothing else, you can also email the city and it'll find its way over to me as well, as we are partners on this together as we look at the corridor.
So if people want to go to the website, it's dot.state.mn.us, and then, as Bryant said, search for the proposed Highway 61 alternative, and you will, there's a whole list of things, and as Bryant said, there's a great map online. Bryant, what were some of the comments that came out of the meeting? You said it was really well attended, this last one.
Yeah, I was really encouraged by the number of people there. We estimated about 150 people, which for in-person meetings right now, that's really good that people were able to take time out of their busy days and come talk to us. We heard the full gambit of comments. People liked how we incorporated some of the community aspects. We talked about getting that herringbone brick design, bringing that forward from the downtown area along 61. A little bit about lighting, you know, how we can just, again, recognize the sense of place, have opportunities for our work along the corridor, if that's where the city wants to go. So that was well received. Our improvements in pedestrian crossings, that was well received. I would say the biggest thing that I talked about there was about the business access. And again, as we try to balance these goals of safety, mobility and access, they were good conversations. We didn't always agree on everything, but I was happy to have that conversation, and we're taking that information back. And like I said, we do take all the comments in, and we review what we've got, and we'll see what we can do with it.
And Bryant, how do you work with the city on this?
The city has been a great partner with us the entire way. So they were very active with us early on as we developed the scope for the study, and they have helped us along the way. I've had numerous meetings with them and our consultant who's helping us on this. So it's been a great partnership, and I really appreciate staff's time and even council. We presented to council a few times on this as well. Their input has been very valuable as we try to make this corridor work for MnDOT and for the community.
And I think, again, you know, it's for not just for today, but as you're moving into 2040, we're looking ahead to that. Oh, Bryant, it's so great to chat with you again. Thank you. And we appreciate that you are accessible to our listeners. And your website is dot.state.mn.us, and contact information is on there if you want to give Bryant an email, or, as he mentioned, of anyone else that's involved with this. Thank you so much, Bryant Fisak. He is the project manager with MnDOT on this ongoing study of Highway 61, the Vermilion Corridor, and we really appreciate his time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.